AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Get out now. No doubt now.
Thursday, October 1st, 2020, is the Beating the Book podcast. Megapod for week 4 in the National Football League. It's Gil Alexander live from the D, our home, that is until Circa opens. We do this every 10 a.m. Pacific time on Thursdays. During the season, anybody who wants to come out here. You think we're ever going to get a crowd, Mikey, 10 a.m. on Thursday? What do you think?
Well, we haven't really promoted it that much, have we?
Not that much. Not as much as Long Shots.
Well, the one friend of Todd's is coming in November to watch the show, right? The Mike guy, Todd, it's on Twitter. You know who I'm talking about? The guy that loves you.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh, thanks.
All right. Well, let's ground to a halt real quickly. All right. So that's the voice of Mike Palm, one of the staples of the show. Derek Stevens, conciliary here at the D and at Circa, the czar of active content management here at the property. And that's Todd Wishnev coming to us from his home in Pittsburgh, PA, in the cork roofed home. Todd, thank you for joining us. Thank you for being on time.
Actually, you gave me a great in here, yes, but I know what the time is, I'm always on time. Although another person, I'm not going to mention who, came at 1:11. We won't talk about which casino. I didn't say that.
Okay. All right. And our rotating guest for the week, brand new guest, they flew into town, I'd like to think, just to do this podcast.
For sure.
Maybe they needed a break, too. I don't know.
Maybe we needed a little bit of a break. But it's the famed Megapod, Gil.
So I'm thrilled that they're here. He is the host of the Pre-Snap Picks podcast. It's Bradley Porras, everybody. Thank you for doing this, Brad.
Yeah, thank you, Gil. I appreciate it. I have my wife here, Bethany. She joins us on the Pre-Snap Picks podcast as well. But like I said,
I was going to.
Oh, you were? I'm sorry, Gil. So I'm sorry. I didn't know if you were going to get
that's
there.
That's okay. It's all right. Your wife, Bethany.
Brad, they're professional hosts, and then they're like podcast hosts.
Oh, I think I fall in the latter category.
No. I mean, but explain why Bethany, the best part of the Pre-Snap Picks podcast, and the reason that Bethany is here is, explain to everybody why.
So I have my co-host of the Pre-Snap Picks podcast is my buddy Russ Vaughn, and we try and get in-depth. And we try and make good picks.
You guys do a great job.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. But then we have Bethany who comes in, and she has her own
methodology.
I would say methodology of how she picks. And both Russ and I, and I'm actually in the circuit contest, and I'm 9-6. I like to think that's not bad.
60%, man. That's good.
Not bad, right?
Yeah.
But then over here, I got my wife making these picks, and she's 13-2.
13-2. So the point here's why Bethany is here, because we're going to pontificate about all these games, and then Bethany's just going to say, here are my picks, and these are better than all of yours.
Yeah, and it's, if you really want a winner, go ahead.
Bethany, what would you? How would you explain to people? What is your process of coming up with these picks?
My process is very in-depth and methodical. I watch Netflix, and I scroll Pinterest, and then my husband tells me what the lines are, and I go with the mother's intuition. Because I'm trying to pay for college here.
Right.
Hopefully Harvard, Yale one day. Those are the big dreams. So if he would listen to me and take my picks, we could pay for that college.
I may just have to let her take over from here.
You
if
may
she
have.
Keeps it up.
So we're going to go through our normal format, and Bethany's going to jump in when she wants to with her picks, and then everybody listening can decide, does our – you know, our exhaustive research coming up with our picks, does that trump what Bethany just comes up with whatever snap of the fingers or whatever thing she sees to come up with these picks? I hope that Bethany continues to crush you
all
year long.
That's the frustrating part, because at first I thought it would be fun, and then all of a sudden she just started beating me, and she gives me crap every time she does a show. So
right. Good morning, 13-2.
13-2.
Bethany, are you betting these picks?
If my husband would let me, but no, I'm
not. I
have
no faith. I still have no
faith.
Won't
let her. Won't let her.
I know.
It's a very dictatorship. It's a dictatorial situation.
At what point will Bradley start betting Bethany? I mean, how big of a sample size do we need before you'll start following?
I'll tell you here right now, if you go 3-2 this week, you can take over the next quarter.
Wow. So she'll be 80% for the quarter. If she does that,
then I'll let her take over just in time for regression.
13-2 would be tied for third in the Circa Million contest right now, Gil.
How bitter are you that you're not in the contest?
A little bitter, because I let him leave me with our two children, lovely heathens that they are sometimes, to come be in the Circa. And I'm like, well, I need to pick two. Obviously, I need to pick two. Obviously.
I have no faith.
Bethany, if he can veto your betting, can you veto his betting?
You know, that's a great question, Todd.
Excellent. Todd, you know what?
I love this idea. I really do. This is a really good influence. I like this.
He's really not a good influence.
It's a discussion.
You follow him.
Wait, what state, Bethany, what state do you guys live in? Texas, right?
Texas, yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, they don't allow that over there. I'm sorry.
No.
All right, so before we get into the format here, we'll talk about the Thursday night game, if there's anything to talk about with the Thursday night game. Not exactly the greatest matchup. Maybe it's bettable. Mikey, Survivor update, Circa Millions update. What's happening?
Well, I mentioned the Circa Million, so there's two players that have 13.5 points. They're leading the way. And remember, this is the final week of the first quarter.
Right. 100,000, no, more than 100,000.
It's more than that. It's like, I get an update. Because we went over, that goes into the first place in the quarters.
Wow.
So I think it's like 170-some thousand is first place.
Jeez.
And then second is 75, and third is 50. In the quarters.
All the people that I knew a 9-0-1. I know a 9-0-1 guy after 2 weeks, and a 9-1. They crapped out in week three.
Wow.
So they're not it anymore.
Yeah, so there's, I think within a point and a half, there's like 33 people within a point and a half from 13.5 to 12 that have 12 or more going in. So it should be really interesting, especially because we're paying three spots, not one this year. So
three spots in the quarter.
Yeah.
Oh.
Each quarter pays three. So it's 170 something. Second place is 75,000,
oh,
and third
God.
Is 50.
Dude, this contest is better than I thought it was.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I already thought it was great.
Yeah.
And Survivor, we over 100. Got knocked out.
It's incredible. So remember the first week there were 17 entries that didn't put a pick in.
Oh, did that happen again?
So now we went from 1390 to 805. And then the incredible second week where only four people were eliminated.
Unbelievable.
So we had 801. So I'm going through a Tuesday night all the picks to see how many people were eliminated. Right. So I'm like, so we should have 680 left. 100.
Yeah.
121 people got knocked out by their pick. And but it's 675.
Oh no.
Five entries in week 3 didn't submit.
Thank you, five entries.
That's worse than the 17 in week 1.
That is worse.
They made it through 2 weeks and they didn't put in a week 3 pick.
Right, because for that there's no excuse.
It's just
the week 1 thing.
You know,
Hashem
has me at 3-0 in Survivor.
I'm sorry, say again, Todd.
Shem has me at 3-0 in Survivor. I explained last week why I will pick every week a Survivor pick. It will win, and because I'm not in a Survivor contest, I would have won but didn't because I'm not in it. So if you guys really just want to win the contest, just go with my Survivor pick every week.
I am actually one of the 675, Todd, so pardon me, first of all. Shem, for those who missed it last week, Shem is the Hebrew word for name, which is the literal translation of how Orthodox Jews, which Todd once upon a time was, for God. So God has him at 3-0. Hashem would be the name, correct?
Yeah.
Hashem. But Todd said Shem. All right, let's get it.
I didn't say Shem. I said Hashem. You didn't hear me because we have a great video on this call.
Okay, pardon me. Pardon me. I apologize. Jesus. Is Jesus part of this equation as well? Denver at the Jets. Jets are now favored by one because apparently, on Thursday Night Football, apparently the difference between Jeff Driscoll and Brett Rippon, nephew of the great Mark Rippon, Super Bowl 27 MVP from January of 1992, the 91 Redskins, the greatest football team there ever was, not just per me, but per Football Outsiders, better than the 85 Bears, better than any Patriots iteration. I could go on about this for an hour, but I won't. Brett Rippon, the difference between Driscoll to Rippon apparently is four points in the line, but the difference between Mitch Trubisky and Nick Foles is nothing. That's, I don't know, maybe that's what it should be. But the Jets are now one-point favorites largely because of that. Let's start with our guest, Brad Porras, and his lovely wife, Bethany. Do you guys have any thoughts on this game at all?
So I am going to flip the script on you, Gil, because I'm going to go straight to where you normally go, the end of the podcast. This is a game I want absolutely no part of. Make me bet every game but this one this week. Worst two teams, Pro Football Focus, DVOA, Football Outsiders, and I'm pretty sure Todd Wishnev's goulash model has them as the bottom two teams as well.
Good knowledge.
Yeah.
Of the goulash model.
I mean, I like Denver's defense. They looked good the first 2 weeks. I picked them last week. Kind of screwed me over. And I'm just Brett Rippon. I don't know what I'm getting. I don't think anybody knows what we're getting. So I didn't really like Sam Darnold coming out of USC. We all know about Adam Gase. I want no part of it.
Brett Rippon out of Boise State just got off the practice squad the day before game time last Sunday. So he got off it on Saturday. There was a choice between Driscoll, Rippon, and Blake Bortles, and Vic Fangio and crew decide to go with Brett Rippon here. Bethany, is this one of your plays or no?
No, this is not one of my plays. If Peyton Manning was on this team, it would have been. Love me some Peyton.
But he is no longer with the team.
I know. Yes. Sad day.
Mikey, anything?
It's my third best bet.
Come on.
Stop.
On the total, though?
No.
What? Who are you playing?
I'm playing the New York Jets. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets,
wow.
Jets.
Wow. Why?
Do you really think that Denver is going to go on the road and win with Brett Rippon?
Are you kidding me?
I'm with Bradley. I had them against Tampa Bay last week. They were awful. I was fooled by Driscoll's performance in the second half against the Steelers, and I don't know if that's a takeaway about the Steelers defense.
Yeah.
But this is a must-win game for Gase. I think he's gone by Friday morning, tomorrow morning, if they lose this game.
If this game wasn't on Thursday night, would he have been gone already?
Possibly.
Yeah.
So this is a must-win game. Now, the only risky thing about this is if the Jets players want him gone, maybe they're going to lose. They'll lose this game.
But, sorry, coach.
But, yeah, I agree with the line move, and I think the Jets are the winners here. I'm going to use it as one of my best plays.
Wow. Mikey, number three. Todd, anything?
No, I don't like this game. It's ugly. It's nasty. I'll probably just in-game it, see what's going on. I don't really have any opinions. The Jets killed me last week. I was up big early in the day, and then Mr. Sam interception pick six guy gets involved. And, you know, they even had a chance because he rolled them right back down the field to go 7-7. Then he was driving again when they were down either 14-7 or 17-7. He throws a pick in the end zone. So, you know, I hate this game.
I was harping on this all week on both a numbers game and primetime action. I don't know if you heard, I have an MSG Plus show, primetime action.
I'm thinking about moving to New York City. I have to tell you.
Oh, it's so much fun. But I've been harping on it all week, maybe on guessing lines too. The uncatchable pass thing has become an epidemic in the league. So there were like three different games where an uncatchable pass should have been called instead of a PI, and they affected the games. I'm not saying the Jets would have won that game against the Colts, but it was 7-7. Rivers threw some nonsense up into the end zone. Ball could not have been caught. They threw the flag anyway, and the floodgates were open. Not that it might have changed the outcome, but I'm just saying. If you're not going to call it, get the word out of the rule book. That is all.
Well, you know the refs, Gil, the refs are fantastic in the National Football League. I mean, if you watch the Sunday night football game, they were only off by an entire yard on a fourth down play at midfield.
That terrible? Yeah.
With the zigzag spotting method, I mean, that method is very strong. I mean, if you can miss a spot by an entire yard, fantastic job, NFL officials.
That's our first zigzag spotting method of the year.
I'm left longing for the days of pass interference challenges. They're so bad, Gil.
I thought the same thing. I was
seriously.
Like, I never thought I would ask for those, but there should be challenges.
They should be.
Best bets time. Let's start with those. Brad, you're number one of three best bets.
Number one, going to go against. Not that I'm a big Texas Cowboy fan, but I'm going against Cowboys. I'm going with the Cleveland Browns, plus 4.5. I'd really like to see him get Kareem Hunt back, because whenever Hunt, he's a weapon. They put, you know, running the ball, put him out, spread him out wide. Hunt and Chubb are a deadly two-headed monster. But the thing I really like here is I like the way the Cleveland offensive line and both defensive lines are playing. They went out and got Conklin. They got Jedrick Wills in the draft. They already had two monsters in Sheldon Richardson and Miles Garrett on the defensive line. I like the way that the Browns' lines are playing, and I don't like the way that the Cowboys' lines are playing. They could be down DeMarcus Lawrence, and he could be limited as well, being hurt. And whenever we thought Cowboys back in the day, you thought the anchor of that team was that offensive line, that big Cowboys run, feed Zeke, the Dak attack. Frederick retired. Collins hurt. Tyron Smith hurt. The only one left is Zach Martin on that line, where they played well against the Seahawks and the Falcons, but they got absolutely destroyed by Aaron Donald and the Rams. I like the matchup for the Browns here. I really don't get why the Browns – I mean, from what I've seen from the Cowboys so far, I don't get why the Browns are a 4.5-point dog. I like the Browns in this matchup.
And Dallas' defense.
Oh, hurt.
A sieve.
Bad and hurt. They were questionable coming into the year, and now they're all injured. Not all, but, you know, lots. So.
No, but the key players.
Yeah.
Linebacker. Vander-ish. Especially.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Cleveland, Brad's first best bet. Bethany?
Well, obviously my husband plagiarized my notes because he is dying to win, like me.
I did.
So I am going to go with the Browns as well as my first best bet here, but for a very different reason.
Okay.
I love the Baker Mayfield commercials. You know, he has clearly made the Browns his home.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
the stadium.
Just, yeah, yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. The whole team. He's such a homebody. I'm a homebody. I'm vibing with it this week. So we're gonna go with the Browns.
Browns because of Baker Mayfield's commercials.
Yes.
I got to tell you, Brad, that explanation, far better than yours.
I think so, too.
Far better than yours. Mikey, number one.
Same.
Uh-oh. Wow.
Guaranteed loser.
This game cannot possibly win.
Cannot possibly. Has no shot.
The Brown, the Cowboys, everybody's crying about it was a bad beat if you had the Cowboys Sunday.
Oh, I want to punch them
in
the
face. Are you kidding me? The game should have been over if he doesn't fumble the ball. And
you know who did this? No, it wasn't your buddy. It was somebody else. They were like, oh, no, it was he. I was like, are you kidding me?
They shouldn't even have been in the game.
DK Metcalf willingly lets go of the ball. He's like, oh, no, Gil, you weren't watching the same game. What?
Ezekiel Elliott has become an energy-sucking source on that team. You give him the ball, it's a zero play, and it kills their drives. That offensive line cannot run block. They're okay pass blockers.
Yeah.
But they can't run block at all. So there's no point. And I think he's a worse pass receiving back than I thought, because he drops too many balls. He doesn't make quick cuts. I think the wrong team's favored here. I think the Browns are the better team. I really do, and I know there'll be 26,000 people there, you know, in that state of Texas that doesn't recognize COVID. But
there ain't no virus.
But I think that the Browns are better on both sides of the ball than the Cowboys. I think that I don't know who's going to win the NFC East. There's not one decent team in the whole lot. Your Redskins are still viable. I'm not kidding you. Your Redskins are still viable there.
The Eagles picked up ground on the entire division with a tie last week.
Now I understand why Peters, if he ties the rest of the way out, he might win this thing.
Yeah.
Great week for the Eagles.
0-2-14 might get it done. But the bottom line here is I think the Browns win the game, and I'll take the 4.5.
Okay. Todd, please don't say Brent. Look at Todd. He's not even ready. What are you doing?
Todd,
what are you doing back there?
I was turning on the light. Is that okay with you, Gil?
No, it's okay, but when it's your turn, we'd rather you be in front of the camera ready to go. It's okay. What would you like to pick? What's your first best bet?
I would like, as my first best bet, the under in the Jacksonville Jaguars against the Cleveland Bengals of 49, I believe.
You mean Cincinnati?
What's Cleveland?
Cincinnati, you mean?
Cincinnati. What did I say?
Cleveland Bengals.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Cincinnati Bengals and the Jacksonville Jaguars go at it with a total of 49, and I would like to go under that 49. I've been watching a lot of this Bengals team. I know Joe Burrow is the second coming of Jesus and the Messiah wrapped in one as soon as he gets his offensive line. I never heard Jesus or the Messiah needing an offensive line, but okay, I understand. Joe Burrow is going to be great. He's fantastic. He's the best. He's this. And maybe he is. I'm not saying he isn't. He has looked pretty good for a rookie. Cincinnati does not stun me on the offensive side of the football. I think they're a team that can, you know, they play the Chargers. They have a lot of field goals. They seem like a team that can get you 19, 23, 24. They're not a team that's going to just light up the scoreboard. And Jacksonville Jaguars with Minshew, he's also been pretty good. But again, I think a lot of these numbers are getting inflated to the point where it's getting ridiculous. Now, it's because so many games have gone over. I believe two-thirds of the games have gone over in the first 3 weeks. It's the most overs we've had in the first 3 weeks of an NFL season in many years. I saw on Twitter somebody had it listed there. And there's obviously been a ton of overs, no doubt. But now you notice the numbers are starting to get crazy inflated, all kind of 50s all over the board. And 49 for a Cincinnati Bengal Jacksonville Jaguar, it just sounds too high to me. I'm sorry. I've got to go under 49. These are not teams that are incredibly offensive. Give me the under 49.
I'm going to give them under 49 and a half. Yes. How about that?
I'll take right. 49 and a half. See? You see what I do? I try to make it hard.
We should probably have. I probably buried the headline. Pittsburgh, Tennessee. For those who missed it, of course, postponed. Because
I'll take the under one too.
now you have five players on the Titans and five additional personnel tested positive for COVID-19. First, it was delayed from Sunday to perhaps Monday, then perhaps to Tuesday. Now it's delayed beyond this week and beyond next week at a minimum. So no Pittsburgh, Tennessee. Which, from a viewing standpoint, by the way, just let me say. We hope everybody's safe and healthy from all that and all their family members. But besides that, from a football viewing standpoint, that was one of 10 games early on Sunday. So, you know, that's all right. We still got 9 games to navigate through.
It's not right. It's just not fair. You don't get to watch enough. It's bad because you don't have enough afternoon games for businesses to sustain their crowds there because it thins so far from, you know, 10 to 3. So.
What's the reasoning, though? They want ratings on 2 or 3 games? That's still a good business model for the NFL?
I don't know. You have to ask Brent. Brent knows about all the politics that go behind.
Who do I ask?
Brent Musburger.
Oh, Brent Musburger.
He's intimately familiar with pro sports and television.
I know that guy.
It might have something to do with the fact that the NFL owners are greedy, wealthy men who just want to line their pockets and could care less about their fans. Thank you very much for this editorial.
What about the baseball owners, Todd? Do you have any thoughts about them as a group since that's all your people?
Usually there's a small crime behind every large fortune, so I'm probably not a big fan of them.
By the way, I will trade. I'll trade an 0-3 on my picks coming up if the Reds could just get one run.
Come
for
on,
me.
Gil.
Just
are,
one
are you
run.
Kidding me? Are you holding a big futures ticket too?
I am.
I am as well.
39-1.
I have 1,000 at 20-1 to make the World Series.
You have what?
I bet 1,000 at 20-1 when they were 23 and 26. Wow. To win the pennant.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, Every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
That was a disgrace what happened yesterday.
I have a whole list of all their gaffes.
Oh, my God. The worst is Votto's base running.
Votto's
base running.
By the way, he got such a free pass because he was Votto on that. Brad, you're the baseball guy. You see that play?
I did not.
Votto was on. I got up from my couch. Votto was on second. There was runners at first and second. I got up on my couch and did the whole windmill wave
thing. Wave him in.
And I'm like, we finally got a run, yes. And they go back, and Votto's hanging out at third base.
He barely got to third.
I'm like, what just happened? How did he not score? Because he leaned back to second. Talking about game one of the Reds-Braves series where the Reds just left 13 on base. First inning.
First and third twice with nobody out. Couldn't get a run in.
First inning, sixth inning, seventh inning, 11th, 12th, and 13th. Just horrible. So anyway, we're still 0-0 here deep into this game as well.
The in-game total is 3.5, and we're just in the fifth inning.
God. Anyway, my first best bet in the National Football League this weekend is the Miami Dolphins. Hit it, Todd.
Miami Dolphins. Gil picked them, and they'll probably go down.
I don't think those are the original lyrics. Yeah, that's the remix. I'm going with Miami. You know I was in the tank for them before the season started. They finally got off the schneid last week. They will have extra rest here, will the Dolphins, as 6.5-point dogs at home against Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks. I love Russell Wilson. I think the world of him. He should be the MVP. However, the Seattle Seahawks pass defense is atrocious. They have given up through three games, small sample size, but still, through three games, 430.7 yards per game through the air. Their opposing wideouts have destroyed them to a tune of, I believe, 400 more yards, wide receivers specifically, than any other team's defense. Second would be, a distant second would be the Atlanta Falcons. That's how bad the Seahawks' pass defense has been. And in fact, I think they've given up 26 more catches to wideouts than any other team through 3 weeks in the NFL. That's a lot of catches beyond the next worst team. Going with the Dolphins here, and I know the Dolphins do not have a receiving corps like the 80s Houston Oilers or the 90s Washington Redskins that we already referred to earlier with Monk, Clark, and Sanders, but I think that's a lot of points to give Ryan Fitzpatrick. Mm-hmm. Give me the Dolphins plus 6.5, and I will hold my breath betting against Russell Wilson. That is my pick, numero uno. Number two, Bradley.
Number two. This one feels like a trap to me, but I'm just not going to try and overthink it, take a page out of my wife's book. I'm going with the Bills.
Oh, see?
That's terrible.
See?
How can you say that? I'm not going to overthink it. I'll take a page out of my wife's book.
She's sitting right there. That's the formula for success.
She's talking about intuition, Mikey. It's called intuition. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a lot of intelligence just takes you down the wrong road. Bethany has women's intuition, and sometimes that's good. Now, Mikey, you probably don't know about that because, well, I won't point that.
What does that mean? Why don't men have intuition? Why is it sex-specific, gender-specific intuition?
Yeah, Todd.
I'm all in favor of men being much more analytical than women and women being more intuitive. So, you know, you get one side, you get the other.
I think it's because we give birth. I really do. I think we have that ability and that just parental, maternal instinct. So, thanks, Todd. Appreciate it.
Back to pick two.
Yeah. What are you taking out of your wife's playbook here with this?
I don't know if she picked it. I really don't. But I liked it earlier in this week when I played it, but I still like it at Bills minus three. I like the Bills against the Raiders. I was down on Josh Allen going into the year, but he's been phenomenal. He has proved me wrong. Number four in the league in QBR, number two in DVOA. And I like Sean McDermott as a coach. I think he's a really good coach. I think we talk about sometimes betting coaches. I like Sean McDermott in this matchup. And while the Bills' defense has been disappointing in the standards of them kind of coming from top five, that's kind of what they're known for is playing good defense. They have been a little disappointing. But I like them in this matchup against the Raiders because I don't think the Raiders are really that good. I think they're a phony 2-1. When they played the Panthers hung around in there with them the whole game. You know, Teddy Two Gloves and the new coach, they scored on them. They moved up and down the field on the Raiders. The Panthers, everybody knew, almost got them. Saints, I don't think they're good. I think they're phony, too. That was a win, kind of like a hype win. And I think you were right in fading them with your survivor pick, Gil, taking the Patriots. I think the Patriots showed who they really are. Their defense is bad. When you watch it, people just gouge the Raiders' defense. And the other hidden aspect of this game that I really like is who the Raiders play next week. They play the Chiefs. John Gruden is obsessed with the Chiefs. He wants to be the Chiefs. When he gets frustrated with Derek Carr, whenever he likes to call him out, it's because he's not extending the play, giving the play second life. He's not taking shots down the field. And speaking of taking shots down the field, no Henry Ruggs, no Bryan Edwards for the Raiders either. I find it hard for the Raiders to score in this game, and I think John Gruden in a bad spot, sandwiched between road Patriots, road Raiders. I don't like it. The Bills are a good team. They're playing well. I like the Bills to win.
Ruggs' absence was one of the big reasons why I took the Patriots last week in that game. And I know for a guy who hasn't done anything, quote-unquote, yet in the NFL, just his sheer presence spreads the field and allows Derek Carr so many more options. And that's a great point about the fact they're playing the Chiefs next week also. We don't often talk about that, but John Gruden knows what's ahead for sure. Bethany?
All right. So my second pick is the Chicago Bears. And it's kind of funny. We were just talking about women's intuition, and it was based on that. We were about to leave, and I kissed my son goodbye. I said, "I'll miss you, Boogie Bear." And then we get in the car. Boogie Bear. And we get in the car, and Brad's like, "Okay, instead of scrolling Pinterest for your dream kitchen, why don't you look at the lines?" And I said, "Okay." And so I pull them up, and the Bears just struck me. I left my son, the mama bear instinct. So according to Wife is Always Right, the mama instinct is unparalleled and prophetic. So Bears it is.
Chicago Bears against the spread. Chicago Bears, pick number two.
What are
Bethany.
We giving her? What are we giving her to go on the points?
She gets, Bethany gets 2.5 points.
I like it.
She gets 2.5 points against the Indianapolis
Baker
Colts.
Baker Mayfield commercial.
Ooh.
Bethany.
Baker Mayfield commercial, Boogie Bear. Yes. Write those down so far. We're going to get 4 and 5 from Bethany, too. Don't feel like we're going to get shortchanged.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Mikey, number two?
I'm going to take an under.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to take the Arizona Cardinals, Carolina Panthers under, Gil.
Kyler Murray is human after all.
Mm-hmm. He is human. What's your number that you have? What's your consensus? 51?
51 on the button.
Okay. Look, I think I think we weren't wrong in thinking that opening game against Carolina with the Raiders was going to be an under game. And the game went way over, and so then the value on the points sort of took off from there. And I really think Bridgewater is more of a control the ball down, that he's not going to throw the ball deep down the field. They're going to use McCaffrey. They're going to try to run the ball, and they eat a lot of clock. That game in Tampa Bay really should have went under, too, if they don't break the run when they're trying to kill the clock. And then we saw the game clearly go under against the Chargers last week. Arizona, too.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray. They take time off the clock. They run the ball.
Three picks.
I'm with Todd here about the adjustment. Now, I was going overs the first 2 weeks because I didn't think the numbers had caught up, but I think they've caught up too far now. And I think we're over-adjusting to the overs because we're seeing 70% of the games go over. So I just think this goes back to my core, and I'm trying to find an under game this week, and this is the one that I looked at.
Under Arizona-Carolina for Mikey, pick number two. So you've already got your three picks out there now.
I'm done. I think
you're
done now.
You're done.
Am I done?
Your day is done.
You're excused.
I can sweat this La Liga game.
No longer excuse.
I got my ass wide open on the under in this La Liga game here.
Oh, do you have it?
Sevilla and Levante, under 2.5.
Oh,
yeah, let's get to halftime, 0-0.
All right.
And we can find a nice middle.
And this just in, the Reds still haven't scored.
Oh, no.
Todd, number two.
My number two is, well, I'll give you my under two because of what Mikey just said. Mikey, I agree with you 100%. I think there's inflation now. The lines have gotten, they will catch up. And you see all these crazy 50s all over the board. I'm going under in the Cleveland Browns-Dallas Cowboys game. Now, I know Dallas's defense stinks. I know Cleveland Browns defense is nothing great, nothing to write home about. But 56? 56?
That's
is that
high.
What you're telling me?
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you.
56? That should be reserved for greatest show on turf, Atlanta Falcons games, Jameis Winston games. Those kind of numbers are just getting ridiculous. the Cleveland Browns want to feed the ball to a guy named Chubby Chubb, and that takes time off the clock. They're not the greatest offensive team. I mean, they have moved the ball. Don't get me wrong. I had them over last week in a beautiful over against your Washington football team, Gil. They moved the ball, but 56? Some of these numbers are getting, like, ridiculous. Now, granted, look, even the Dallas Seattle game, which was a ridiculous over game, it should have landed, you know, low 60s even. That was a ridiculous game. So all I need in this game is some runs, some missed field goals, a lot of running, and you could stay under 56 here easily. Look, even in the Sunday or Monday night game, you know, I had the end game over 56.5 in the Ravens Chiefs game, and I didn't get there because Harrison Butker missed the field goal at the end of the first half. You get a missed field goal or two, it's going to be very hard to go over 56. So this isn't really about you know, a huge analysis. This is just these numbers are getting ridiculous. Give me under 56.
Under 56, Cleveland and Dallas for Dodd. My number two is,
you know why, Gil? Because you got to get the good number.
You got to get who does it? Who does that voice? Who is it? What's
remember
his name?
The guy from the book? He used to come and be like, "Look, Tad, you got to know it's all about getting the good number. You got to get the good number."
I love that guy, Dodd with a D. All right, my number two, Dodd. My number two is, and I promise you I didn't do this because of this, but Bradley and Bethany live in Houston, Texas. Is that correct?
It's correct.
Houston, Texas. I'm taking the Houston Texans, everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm laying the 4.5 against the Minnesota Vikings. A battle of 0-3s. Minnesota, by the way, not practicing till Saturday. They were the last team to play the Tennessee Titans. But
that might help them, Gil.
But they have no, maybe it will. They have no positives. So this game against Houston is going off as scheduled. Early game on Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. I'm very curious why, you know, we always say NFL specifically, they got to get their reps in. They got to get their practice in. Minnesota's not getting that this week, and the line didn't move at all? Like, that's not a thing to talk about? That's interesting to me. And then the other thing is, Houston had this awful schedule to begin the season. This is the one game in that awful schedule that they absolutely have to win. And I think this is a game that Bill O'Brien and Deshaun Watson figure out a way to win. Minnesota's defense is no better than it has been. You know, the situation there with their defense, they're not getting really any consistent pressure on the quarterback. They comported themselves very well last week against Tennessee. I get it. But I don't trust the Minnesota defense. The secondary is young. I think it's Houston's game. Houston -4.5. Chalk it up. Pick number two.
Like it, Gil.
Oh, thank you. You're not self-defeatist Houston Texans fans. You're like, oh, don't do that.
Oh, I am a self-defeatist, but you make it. This is the game they're going to win.
This is the
game. Lions aren't good. They're going to get their win.
Bradley, are you a big fan of Bill O'Brien, your head coach?
Absolutely
who I believe
not.
Is probably one of the greatest 4th-and-1 coaches in the history of the National Football League. And I say the greatest, I mean they should make a statue of him and put him in the Hall of Shame.
In fact, if Todd was an NFL coach, he would hire Bill O'Brien just for 4th-and-1 consultation. You just tap his arm. Come in, O'Brien. Help me out here. All right, number three. Mikey, you already have your number three, which was?
J-E-T-S.
J-E-T-S Jets. Wow. Bradley, you're number three.
Okay, number three. I had to bend the rules for this one, right, Gil? It was allowed.
It is allowed.
It is allowed. Okay.
The reason it is allowed, because Mike historically did this as well, right?
You did.
Twice, I think, last year. I did first half bets.
Okay, good. Okay, I want to make sure. I'm going first half. If we could have done this earlier, I would have loved it. Ravens in the first half, it was -6.5 at the beginning of the week. It's -7 now, but I still like it -7. Ravens
like it.
-7 in the first half. Lamar Jackson.
Tip of the cap, Bradley. Tip of the cap.
Thank you, Mr. Gill. He was 0-5 when trailing at halftime. And a little nugget from the Warren Sharp stats book, teams that are winning at halftime win the game 78% of the time since 2010, and the Ravens know that. The Ravens were unbelievable in the first half against the spread last year, where they averaged 17 points per game. So far this year, they're averaging 18 points per game. I know, small sample size. But they were 2-0. In the first half against the spread before they ran into the buzzsaw Kansas City Chiefs. I'm not selling the Ravens a bit off that loss, and they're not exactly going against the Kansas City Chiefs this week. They're going against Dwayne Haskins, worst QBR in the NFL, worst quarterback according to Pro Football Focus, DVOA.
How dare you.
And yeah, I know it's your team, buddy, but yeah. But the best part of the Redskins, what was the strength of the Redskins, Gil?
Front seven on D.
Front seven. And who's missing this week?
That'd be Chase Young.
And Chase Young, exactly, and Matt Ioannidis gone for the year.
Yeah.
Redskins actually pace of play pretty fast as well. So I'm on offense, so I'm not too concerned about not enough possessions to get to cover the 7. I like the Ravens for the full game to cover the 13 or 13.5. But the Ravens' first half mentality to jump on people and get on their throat right from the jump, that's why I like them the best in the first half.
Little backdoor prevention by taking the first half. You don't have to worry about that. And the Ravens could not obviously have looked worse on a bigger stage than they did on Monday night. We talked about this on a numbers game earlier this week. Do you ever remember a team? There's obviously examples of this. Do you ever remember a team that was such a, to use Dr. Bob's term, a bully against inferior opponents, and then when they play somebody at their level, whether it's Kansas City this past Monday night or Tennessee in the playoffs, just absolutely have no shot at coming back in games? They have no come-from-behind ability.
I think their play calling gets bad when they get behind. But how about this, Gil? The Kansas City scored, and they missed the extra point. They're up 6-3. And the Ravens come out, and they get a big run to midfield.
Tripping
Where was
penalty.
This tripping? What tripping? Did you say, oh, we lose this Reds game. Look at this.
Oh, no. What just happened?
It's over. 1-0. The game's over. They can't score.
That's insurmountable.
Insurmountable. They left Castillo in too long. Anyhow.
Who are these people clapping?
The tripping call changed the whole game because now they got behind the chains. They had a punt. They got down 2 scores.
Yep.
Where was this tripping? I don't know where the tripping was.
Like you've talked about several times ago on your show, that could have completely changed the complexion of that game.
And we as fans and as bettors don't acknowledge that enough.
Don't sell them yet.
It ended up being a blowout, but you just never know. That it absolutely was the fulcrum play of the game. Bethany, number 3.
All right, Todd, this one you're going to absolutely love. I am taking the Cincinnati Bengals because I am a Joe Burrow believer. I think he's the baby goat. I really do. And also he has this like California vibe to him with his blonde hair and just like his swagger. I'm originally from California. So.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm, yes,
with
sir.
That accent?
She took over that Texas accent.
When did you move to Texas?
When I was just turned 18. So
she's fully adopted.
Yeah, it's fully adopted. I taught at Meadville High School for 4 years and it's very rural, a lot of thick accents and, so I picked up on it real quick.
Sucked her in. She's ours now.
Yeah, Meadville High School was actually 24-7 against the spread.
Hey, their volleyball team's number 1 in the state of Texas right now, baby. I'm taking Cincinnati Bengals. So.
And the reason is because he's the baby goat.
Because he is the baby goat.
She likes Joe Burrow.
I like him. I don't know.
Baker Mayfield commercials.
Yes.
Boogie Bear.
Yes.
Baby goat.
Yes.
Baby goat.
Jeffrey.
Sorry.
What are you yelling?
Screaming
Todd?
At his mom? What is he doing?
I've got a special guest for you here on the Megapod.
Oh no! Is
and
this?
He is the big man himself. That's right. That's who I think it is.
Parles?
Jeffrey Parles.
Wow! Are you kidding me? Jeff Parles in the house in Pittsburgh. Wow!
Hello,
how do we know that's Parles? There's a guy with a mask and a cap. We don't know.
That's I don't Parles. Know who that is.
That's Jeff Parles. Jeff Parles, we got to get you on the podcast. Got to get you on the Megapod later.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May.
Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule-release to learn more.
That's you right there.
Yeah, no, Todd's camera's about the size of a peanut, so.
Parlay, are you there to play tennis? Is that why you went to Pittsburgh?
Yes, I am here to play Todd in tennis, weather permitting right now.
How far is the drive to play that road match?
Yeah, no. Well, I spent the night in Western Maryland last night.
Beautiful
good night's
Western
sleep.
Maryland.
Ready to take on Toddy tomorrow.
He's on a drive to see his girlfriend, so he decided to stop through and take a beating in tennis like old times.
Yes.
Parlay, what do you do Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern? Are you available?
I'm available whenever you'd like. Yeah.
All right. Parlay, future Megapod.
Own podcast now. Have you seen that?
What's the name of the podcast, Parlay?
The Parlay Cast. So at some point, Gil, you might have to pick up some royalties.
Hey, yeah, that's yes. I did not get approval on that name. Parlay Cast. Very nice. How many times a week do you put it out?
Two as of right now, but looking to be three in the next week.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, two's enough, Jeff. Let's not go crazy.
I know, but the people, Todd's going to come on. You got to come on at some point. Mike's got to come on. It's going to be a good old time.
This is
a nice little reunion up in Todd's fortress here in Pittsburgh.
Todd, the best part of this is that Parlay's doing this thing with his arm. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Got it.
I love that.
So bad it!
Jeff Parlay making a guest appearance. That's a nice surprise. Good to see you guys matching outfits, too. That was very cute. Very cute. Very nice blues on both of you. Parlay, I'll be in contact. We'll schedule something here.
Awesome. Sounds good.
All right. Jeff Parlay and Todd Wishnev. What's the line on your tennis match, Todd?
Well, in a game to six, a regular tennis set to six, I'll be giving 7.5.
Seriously, what is the line? Are you guys playing with a spreader?
It'll probably be five.
Okay. Five?
I mean, I don't know how he's going to get a game, honestly.
Okay. No, I'll get a game, Gil.
He's not taking that sitting down. All right, where are we? I lost track. What are we on? Bethany has just given her third. Oh, Todd, you're third.
My third pick is I'm going against Brad Porras. I'm going to dunk on you.
That's terrible.
That's our big line.
How elementary
Brad,
is that?
I actually love him. By the way, we're just joking with Juvenile. Brad Porras. He's an outstanding guy. We all love Brad Porras. We're not really thrilled with some of his friends in the baseball world, but, you know, we do love Brad Porras.
That's right.
And of course, we like his wife as well. Oh, I am going with my third pick directly against Brad Porras, and I'm taking the Las Vegas Raiders, baby.
Wow.
The Raiders.
Wow.
And here's why I'm taking the Raiders. The Raiders were in that game against the Patriots. Now, they got Belichicked in the second half, don't get me wrong. Yes, they did. And they are undisciplined, and I don't really love them that much. But I think Gruden is moving things in the right direction. They've played some of the – look, that game against the Saints was very impressive to me. I thought they played very well that night, deserved to win the football game. Now you're asking a Buffalo team, to me, is a mediocre football team. They're not that great. They almost blew a 28-3 lead last week. You're asking them to fly across the country to a COVID-infected city with a brand-new stadium and ask them to somehow – win the three-point spread. I don't think they can do it. This game has a 24-23 feel to me. I don't think the Bills can cover the line. Give me my old Las Vegas Raiders plus three.
Las Vegas Raiders plus three. Did I hit the end? Oppo. Very rude, Todd, to go
Oppo
with a guess.
What's that mean about friends in the baseball world?
I'm sorry, we can't elaborate on that.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Do you not know, really?
Way,
no,
Mike.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, no.
Off air. Okay, off air.
I'm not going to say who it is. Brad Porras has a friend in Major League Baseball who, whenever I bet on him, hits into double plays. Whenever I bet against him, he hits three-run homers. Every single time, it's unbelievable.
I can't wait for him to hear
it.
Oh,
I'm going to write it down for Mikey because Mikey can't wait
till
the end of the show.
By the way, just tell Brad that I'm just kidding around, but he really does kill me every time I bet against him.
That's your guy.
That's Brad's best. That's Brad's best buddy.
Yeah. Cost us a lot of unders, Todd.
All right, pick number three. By the way, pick number three was not easy to come up with. This is the problem with contests. You got to have five.
Five.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very hard.
And so pick number three to me was a toss-up between Arizona and Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. Since Bethany went with Cincinnati, I'm taking Cincinnati because Bethany's 13-2.
Let's go.
It was a toss-up between those two. I like the Bengals. I like Joe Burrow. I think this is – by the way, he was told by his coaches, hey, he's got to be smarter with the football because he shouldn't take as many hits. If I'm Burrow, I'm like, how about getting me some offensive linemen, for God's sakes? He is damn good. I like him. I have absolute trust in him after two or three football games in the National Football League. It's amazing how quickly – and that's why we talk about these guys like Trubisky. Oh, well, he doesn't have great players around him. Dude, I can tell Joe Burrow's great from day one, period. And I don't think Jackson – I think, look, again – can we let two or three weeks change our opinion of how we felt about a team like Jacksonville? It was mere weeks ago when we thought this team was total tanking for Trevor. They did have the week one win. I get it. They have come to earth. That game against Miami, and Jacksonville will be on extra rest here. I get it. But that game against Miami showed just how bad of a football team they are. Gardner Minshew was visibly frustrated on that football field not being able to do anything on offense. Cincinnati's only given a field goal here at home. I think this is Joe Burrow's first win as a professional quarterback. I will take Cincinnati. Thank you, Bethany. Pick number three.
You're welcome.
Do you remember, Gil, were you a fan of Cheers?
My mother didn't let me stay up and watch
They're too young probably to remember Cheers.
Great show.
There was an episode in season two, Todd, where Diane was winning the football contest every week. Do you remember it? And it was frustrating Sam.
Yeah.
She would pick because of which mascot would win in a real fight.
Yeah.
Like she would say, of course a bear would beat a colt.
And
she was winning every week to pool.
Mascot handicapping is the best.
I don't know if it's apropos of anything, but I just thought I'd bring that up.
I find that you're diminishing Bethany's methodology.
Oh, no, I didn't have nothing to do with Bethany. It was just an aside remark.
I'm kidding.
By the way, Mike, what's your wife's record in the contest?
She doesn't play. She doesn't.
Oh.
She's a Seahawks fan. That's it. She just follows the Seahawks because she worked for a year at the University of Washington Hospital. So she's a diehard Seahawks fan.
Bethany, you've given three picks. Generous enough. Again, Bethany, 13-2 on the year. Not in a contest, but 13-2. And you have given your picks already. They were, to recap, help me out with the first one.
She had Browns plus 4.5.
Browns.
Bears plus 2.5. She liked Browns because of Baker Mayfield. Bears plus 2.5 she liked because of Buggy Boo. And she
Buggy
liked
Boo.
Cincinnati That's minus a- 3 because she thinks that that guy from LSU is good.
This is Boogie Baby Bear.
Goat. Baby Goat.
Boogie Bear and Baby
Bugaboo.
Goat. Do you want to give your fourth and fifth? Or would you like to hold that for the pre-snap picks podcast?
Use them in your teaser.
You do whatever you want. Go ahead and give them.
I'll give them.
Because we'll probably just go throw a little parlay together and win some money on all five of them, you know?
All right. We had a five-team round robin. Yeah. Okay. We had a five-team. The fours, threes.
I don't want to – if it's before its time, I don't want to make you come up with things. But
She's
if you
good.
Already have them.
Well,
oh,
if
no,
you have
I'm good.
Them, you got them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Number four.
Oh, number four. The lovely and the best competitor I've ever watched in any kind of sports.
I know where she's
Tom
going.
Brady.
Oh, my goodness.
Of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Seemed like there was a little more going on there right
I
there,
know.
Brad.
I love
that?
Tom.
Who is that, Bethany?
Tom Brady? Who's that?
Oh, yeah, I heard him. Yeah.
Oh. He is the GOAT and very attractive. So, yep.
So, Tom Brady. She's laying the points with the Tampa. What do you call them? The
Tampa Bay
Buccaneers? Okay. So not only the baby goat, but the actual goat.
Yes.
Tampa Bay laying 7 against the Chargé. And number 5?
And number 5 is an equally attractive coach here in this situation, the Rams, with Sean McVay.
Do you like that thing with the hair that he does, though? Do you like
I really
that?
Do. It works for him. It really does.
Interesting. Did you watch Hard Knocks when he was like all...
Oh, all jacked?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry, not the word I was going to use, but
yeah.
I'm not
that.
Sure, Bradley. I'm not comfortable with your wife talking about how great-looking all these guys are. Not very good. Bethany, I was on your side. Now I'm out. I'm out.
What's puzzling, Todd, is that she's so into the looks, and yet she's married to Brad.
No, he is the sexiest man alive.
Mike
That's
Monk.
Why I picked him.
Never one to miss a zinger. All right, so number 5 for Bethany is the Rams. You're laying all 13 against the Giants. That doesn't deter you.
Not at all.
right. I don't even. By the way,
if Bethany goes 5-0 here, seriously,
I wouldn't be shocked. At this point, I wouldn't.
All she has to do is go 3-2, and then she takes over your circa.
Three and two, she can have in the next quarter.
Okay, we're holding you to that.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Teaser of the week: two team. By the way, we're doing okay on teasers this year, everybody. Two team 6-point teaser of the week. Brad, do you have one?
Yeah, for sure, I do.
You don't delve in this, do you, Bethany? Your specialty is just 5 picks and out.
5 picks and out usually, but I would love to do a teaser because I just love the word. I think it's so fun.
Yeah.
So.
When we started the Pre-Snap Picks podcast, she goes, do I get to do a teaser? I'm like, do you really want or know what it is? She's like, I don't really know. I want to do a teaser. You talk about teasers. I want to do a teaser.
She likes the word.
Teaser.
I like the word.
Unbelievable.
All right, what's yours?
I'm going to go, as I already mentioned, Browns from 4.5. I'm going to take them up to 10.5. Mm-hmm. And then there's another game I like, just regular against the spread, where I'm getting a lot of points. I'm going to go with the Lions up from 4.5. to 10.5 against the Saints.
Yeah.
The Lions, they look good. I like the Cardinals. I like what I've seen out of the Cardinals and Kyler Murray. They went in. The defense played well against Kyler, made him look human, as we said before. And we already know. The news is out. The news is out. Drew Brees can't pass the ball down the field.
Can't pass.
Drew Brees can't pass the ball down the field. I would hope that Matt Patricia, he frustrates me mightily, but I would hope he can put together a game plan to shrink the field on Drew Brees. Brees can't get the ball down the field. 10.5 points is too much.
I said this on Guessing Lines the other day. I'm so tired of the Taysom Hill stuff.
Yeah.
Why have we anointed this guy the Swiss Army knife for everything? Oh, he's just the best. Let's throw $20 million at him. Why? Yeah. Why have we decided that about him? But, like, don't get me started. Yeah. I don't want to say it again. Bethany, you like the teaser. You like the word. Do you know what a teaser? You know the 6 points and the two teams. You know all that stuff, right?
He kind of explained it to me a little bit.
All right.
But I just want to do it based off of what I like to call the sexy teaser.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Okay, this is taking a turn.
This is taking a turn.
You need to make this explicit, Gil.
No. So I'm going to put Tampa Bay and the Rams together in my sexy teaser for the attractive men.
Those are actually pretty good teasers. Tampa Bay down to basically winning. Tampa Bay -1 against the Chargers. And then the Rams down from 13-7 for young Bethany. Rams, Tampa Bay, two teams, 6-point teaser. Mikey?
I'll take the Buccaneers as well, down to one, and I'll take another team down to one, the Packers, on Monday night against the Falcons.
All right, to win, basically, for both the Bucks and the Packers. Todd, number. Make sure you get the good numbers.
Because I like to get the good number, even though I'm not really getting a good number here. I'm taking the Las Vegas Raiders up to 9.
God,
I just don't see
the Raiders.
Are you betting them on the money line? You love this game,
God,
Todd.
Why do you love them so much?
I just don't think the Bills are that good. I really don't. I mean, what are the Bills? You know, who anointed them? And now you're going to ask them to go all the way across country to win on the road like this? Las Vegas looked good against the Saints. Do you forget that? I mean, they got Belichick last week. Give me Las Vegas +9. And then give me the Russell, Hustle, and Bustle Seattle Seahawks down to pick 'em. I know they're going against the great Fitzmagic, but I think Seattle can get out of there with just the W. So give me Las Vegas and Seattle, please.
And I'm taking Tampa Bay, teasing them down to 1. And I am going to actually go the other way. I know this is not a Stanford Wong teaser leg, but I'm going to take the Dolphins and tease them through the 7 and the 10 to 12.5.
Dolphins.
Dolphins, what did I say? Dolphins?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
All right. Bradley, what was your first leg?
The Browns.
Browns and Lions.
Browns and Lions. Okay. Hey, can you make this, Mr. Mikey Palm, over under on weeks that Drew Brees gets benched? What week do you think he gets benched? I think he's getting benched.
Boy, that's a tough one because
– For the great Taysom Hill.
The city. Jameis. But the city owes him a lot. And it's his last year. It's hard. I'd probably put it at 16.5 because I don't think it's happening.
Week 16.5.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
He throws it at least as hard as Chad Pennington used to.
Think about it. I mean, I was talking about that the other night at the baseball game. Like, I thought that the Shane Bieber would come out of the game, but then you think to yourself, how difficult could that conversation have been for Sandy Alomar, an interim manager, to go up to Shane Bieber and say, hey, thanks for your Cy Young 60-game season. You're terrible tonight. I'm going to have to take you out. It's an impossible conversation to have.
Well, he didn't have it. It was his worst outing of the year.
He should have done it, but it's a hard conversation to have. And yours is exponentially worse, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sean
Payton
to go up to Drew Brees and say, Yeah, I know. The community, Super Bowl.
The conversation probably should have happened in the offseason.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And this was the time to retire.
And isn't this Drew Brees' last season?
I think it was going to
he's
be.
He's going right. to NBC
it
next
would,
year?
It would have, yes. It would have been last year if they'd have made it got
that
to Super
bad.
Bowl.
I mean, you guys making him sound like he's the worst quarterback in the NFL. He's not that bad.
He just can't throw the ball beyond 15 yards, Todd.
Other than that.
He can't. I mean.
So you just dink it to Kamara, and he makes eight guys miss, and it's a touchdown. I mean,
Matthew Stafford really can't throw it beyond 15 yards either, but, you know. Nobody talks about him.
By the way, did I tell you the story when I went to the when the Hall of Fame inducted Art Monk and Daryl Green in 2008? And so this was I knew this was the last my last boyhood heroes to go. I'd never been to Canton before I went, and we found this high school field the high school there in Canton for Massillon, I believe it was. It's like one of the biggest high schools. Paul Brown coached there and everything. And we found like a bag of footballs on their beautiful stadium football field. And I dropped back to pass. My high school buddies were there. We all met to see the Skins be inducted. And I dropped back to pass. And I threw the ball as far as I could. And it was like this perfect spiral. And I thought I threw that ball 50 yards. And my buddy Spiro came back. He caught the ball. He comes back. I was like, Spiro, how much did I throw that? 45, 50? What was that? He goes, Gil. 29 yards.
I thought like you were going to. Todd, I thought he was going to say he ruptured his Achilles.
29 yards. I was like, okay, maybe I should lay off Drew Brees.
And if he would have ruptured his Achilles, I would have been like, well, give me those.
Give me the ball back. Give me the ball back.
Give me the balls back. Gil, can I get those tennis balls back? Yeah, bastard. All right. Did you give your teaser, Todd? Yeah, I already forgot. You gave your teaser because it's Raiders everything for you today.
Yeah, I'm still alive in Survivor. Are you still alive in Survivor?
Yes, I'm sorry. How many times have we gone over this? Yes, I had two entries. One of them crapped out the first week. I've had Tennessee and Cleveland and last week New England. So I am
okay,
through.
So I've used Pittsburgh, Green Bay, and Cleveland, and I won all three. And now, and folks know I'm going to continue to win every single one.
What? Well, I'm sorry. Why are your three better than my three? I don't understand.
Three. They're not better. I'm just. I thought I was going to give my survivor. Then you give your survivor.
Well, oh, the others don't get to pick their survivors. Okay.
No, they're out.
Okay.
Once you're out. You're out. It's called Survivor. Survivor.
You go ahead. What's yours this week?
I have to survive. My pick for survivor, who I have not used. Is the Seattle Seahawks to beat the Miami Dolphins. Oh, I think Russell can get it done and put me in the winner's circle. Remember, folks, Hashem will make me go 16-0 this year because I am not in a survivor contest to ultimately screw me and keep me from winning money. And you, too, can be a big winner if you just follow me.
By the way, your pick was not well received here at the beautiful D Hotel here in Las Vegas, by any of us sitting at the table. It was met with groans. That's a dicey selection.
We'll see how many people use it in the real Survivor this week. Yeah. I don't think that many will be using this.
I don't think so, which is a great strategy if you get through. Yeah. Because I have actual Survivor Simpleton, strategy.
Gilly, I don't listen to simpletons, but go ahead.
Are you referring to us as simpletons?
No,
I'm going to take, and I'm not thrilled about this pick, but if I actually do the grid and my survivor strategy and looking forward to future weeks, which I don't think Todd is really doing, let's be honest.
Of course not.
I'm gonna take the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Survivor and hope that Anthony Lynn plays his role properly for me to advance. So I'm gonna take.
Here we go, Chargers. Here we go. Boom, boom.
So I'm gonna take the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That is my Week 4 Survivor pick. Because I don't really see an opportunity to use him anytime else except for maybe late in the season, and hopefully Survivor will be over by then, and I'll be your winner. So Tampa Bay.
Do you know whether the Chargers are going to have any guys get stabbed in the heart with a needle?
I do not have that information in advance. I do not. Okay. Final two questions of each and every Megapod through the years are always the same. The first, which of the big favorites, in your opinion, is the most likely to lose outright? There's not a lot of big spreads here. So the only two that qualify by our normal numbers, well, I guess Seattle qualifies too. So Baltimore, 13-point favorites down the down 95 inside the Beltway to Washington. Actually, the stadium is, it's inside the Beltway. Baltimore, 13-point favorites at Washington. Then there is the Seattle Seahawks, 6.5-point favorites at Miami. The Rams, 13-point favorites hosting the Giants.
The Niners.
Tampa Bay, 7-point favorites over the Chargers. The Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, I shortchanged it. I'm sorry. There are some. Kansas City Chiefs, 7-point favorites, hosting the New England Patriots, and the San Francisco 49ers hosting Philadelphia by 7. Green Bay, 7.5 Monday night against Atlanta. I was thinking of last week's schedule, so there's plenty of these. Which, Bradley, in your opinion, is the most likely to lose outright? And I have a prediction. I think everybody's going to pick the same team.
The Seahawks.
No. I'm wrong.
You were gonna, or did you want me to say the Chiefs?
Niners.
No.
Niners.
So Seahawks is a guy. I forgot. Seahawks is a good pick. Seahawks most likely lose outright.
Yeah. Seahawks most likely lose. We used to mention when Fitz gets on a roll. I'd love to see Byron Jones come back, but I still think the strength of the Dolphins team with Xavier Howard and Noah Igbinoghi can mitigate somewhat Russell Wilson, if that is even a thing. And that Seahawks defense has been bad. They really haven't been very good. I think the Dolphins match up well. I think Fitzpatrick will have time to pass. I think he can move the ball down the field. I think the Dolphins can score. And this is also another spot where Seattle's going from Washington to Miami, and Miami has extra rest. And the other motivating factor, I like Brian Flores a lot. I do. I like Brian Flores. I think he's a good coach. They're 1-2. If they can get to 2-2 in this spot, over Seattle, a marquee win. I think this is a spot where he knows he can kind of turn the season around. So I really, really, really like Miami to win this game.
I have them over season win total, 6.5. I actually have a ticket on them winning the AFC East at 11-1 because I like the number. Bethany, did you want to pick one of those?
So is this like the person who's going to lose?
Yeah, so of all, those are the biggest favorites on the board.
Okay.
But if one of them's going to lose outright, what team is the most likely to be that team of the big favorites?
You may have to say them again.
I'm going to say Green Bay.
Green Bay.
Oh, wow.
Green Bay.
She didn't feel the Green Bay vibe. Not a fan of Aaron Rodgers, I'm getting.
No, she hates his eyes.
They're big. She's not
into
that.
I actually was very neutral on Aaron Rodgers until last week when Mike Tirico, in the middle of the game last night, last week, said that Aaron Rodgers was reading the book The Holographic Universe, which is a wild book and very, very entertaining for quantum physics lovers and people who wonder about the nature of reality. And it really made me love Aaron Rodgers, who I was totally neutral on. And it means he's a big thinker and whatever. I don't care what you guys think about him.
Todd, one of my first long conversations with Todd was about quantum physics. And Todd and I got in a spirited debate about the subject. So no surprise to me that that would impress you. For lovers of quantum physics, there's a phrase.
And the nature of reality.
And the nature of reality. Pardon me. Mikey?
Seattle Seahawks.
Todd?
I think the most likely to lose is the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, that's who I picked.
You know what?
Yep.
I don't know about this team. I believe that they don't really have the same porn star loving quarterback that they used to. And I have a feeling that, the Eagles might come up and bite them.
Bethany, you got to love Jimmy G, right?
Not really.
Wow. That's an upset right there. I'm with you, Dodd. San Francisco, too many injuries. Philadelphia is just that you couldn't. You couldn't have a worse opinion of the Eagles right now from what you've seen the first 3 weeks, 0-2-1. A team is never as bad as they look from 1 week to the next. I think that if the injury angle is why I would choose the Niners here. Seattle would be my second choice on that, but San Francisco is who I'll go with. And then the final question. If we lived in a bizarro world and we had to play a side on each and every one of these now 15 games on the NFL slate, because, of course, Pittsburgh and Tennessee is postponed, but you got one free pass. Bradley, you've already given yours. Mm-hmm. Thursday night, Denver and the Jets?
Thursday night, Denver and the Jets.
What game would it be for you, Bethany? Is there a game that you have no feeling on?
Yes, I do. I'm not sure you're going to be liking this one, but I'm going to stay away from Houston.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I just want to stay away from Bill O'Brien as much as I can. He never smiles, you know?
Yes.
He never smiles. And I don't really like his play calls a whole lot. The ball, you have Deshaun Watson. Like, what are you doing? Smile, you know? So.
As fine a reasoning as I could come up with myself.
Right.
Oh. Well, he's always pensive. He's pensive because it's fourth down and 3/4 of a yard, and he doesn't have anything in his playbook. So he has pensiveness on his face. He can't smile.
Too much on his mind.
Hence why they normally call timeout in that spot.
Mike?
I don't like this about Bears and Colts. I'm very confused on that game.
There's a lot for me.
Yeah, there's a lot there. I'm not sure I really understand either team. They might both be overrated. I don't know how good is Foles going to be through the course of a season. I mean, he had a nice quarter and a half against Atlanta, who's now become, you know, a Hall of Fame tankers in blowing these leads. I mean, it's just incredible. So that's the game I just won't take any part of.
Daddy?
I think there's tons of games that shouldn't be touched this week. There's just a ridiculous amount of games.
So many choices.
Who the hell knows? Arizona and Carolina, I don't know. I mean, I love Kyler Murray, but, you know, last week they just showed me they're not elite yet. Carolina, I don't know. What's going on over there? Teddy Bridgewater, he's managing the game. He's not managing the game. I don't want any part of it.
As witnessed by the fact that I could barely get to a third pick in the NFL this year, I agree. This week, I agree with that completely. Denver and I mean, I'll just go through candidates. Denver and the Jets, New Orleans at Detroit scares me. Indianapolis, Chicago, to your point, Mikey. Arizona, Carolina, kind of. Jacksonville, Cincinnati. Even though that was my third pick, you know, I don't know. I don't love it. I mean, on down the line, we talk about Philadelphia, San Francisco as well. I'm going to end up with Denver and the Jets, though. I'm with Brad Thursday night. I mean, I know Mikey. I know you have conviction, but. Like, would it shock you if Denver won this game? Wouldn't shock me.
No.
I wouldn't be shocked at any outcome. This is such an in-game thing. So Denver and the Jets would be my pick. Thank you to all once again. Todd Wishnev from his lair in Pittsburgh. Thank you, Todd.
No problem, folks. And, you know, if you're not betting in-game, wake up. You might really like it.
Yeah, as a public service announcer for in-game betting, Todd Wishnev. Mike Palm, Derek Stevens, conciliary here at the at the whole Circa Sports operation. When is Circa open again?
The evening of October 27th, a Tuesday, is the black tie affair, and then at midnight, so technically on the 28th, the gaming starts.
Let me just take a moment to praise you and Derek for the wonderful leather-bound, was it leather?
Yes.
Leather-bound invitation that you sent out to everyone lucky enough to be invited to this. That, in and of itself, was impressive beyond belief. I don't even know how the actual party itself could have, or the opening itself could have top that. I could stare at that invitation for days and study it.
He's hired a world-class MC for the black tie affair when we go up on the pool deck at 10 o'clock and we have the whole ceremony.
Yeah, tell people who it is.
George Shea. Nathan hot dogs eating contest.
That's phenomenal.
George Shea is going to be.
See, most people don't know him by name, but yes, they know who that is. That guy.
The invitation, I'm going to tell you how powerful the invitation was. My wife really didn't want to come, but after she got that invitation, now she's excited.
Why didn't she want to come?
Well, there's a lot that goes into it. There's a lot. And I'll be paying zero attention to her that night because it's going to, you know what I mean?
That's part of it.
Yeah.
All right. So by the way, kudos to you, Derek. By the way, the commercial that Derek has now that's everywhere on ESPN.
Oh, that didn't cost anything.
No, that was probably cheap.
We saw it.
We were watching the game, and then it popped. I was like, Bethany, look.
The Circa.
What's it on ESPN right now?
By the way, Brad, yeah. Before we go, you should tell your friend that he should ask me to bet against him every game of the Major League Baseball season. He will break the record for home runs of Barry Bonds. He will also have the triple crown and be the greatest hitter in the history of Major League Baseball.
Why don't you just do it for him? Why don't you be a good person and just do it for him? Why does he have to ask you?
Well, because I need some monetary help.
Okay.
And thank you to our guests who flew in again. They needed a getaway from the kids, I'm sure, for at least 24 hours.
Yes.
But nice of them to come and do this in person. Bradley Porras and his wife, Bethany. Bethany, you also took Brad's last name. Did you concede on his last name?
I did, even though my maiden name was way cooler, but it's okay.
What was your maiden name? Do you want to share?
Sure. It is Slick.
Oh, my God. Well, that is a step down.
Bethany Slick was, I would have
totally kept it.
I told him, I said, it's a great baseball name.
Bethany
great
Slick.
Right? So, but.
Oh, that name's awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
In fact, if I was Brad right now, I would check my bank account because that sounds like a con man's name. Bethany Slick.
That's the greatest. Thank you to both of you. The name of the podcast is the Pre-Snap Picks Podcast, available where all podcasts are distributed.
Yes, sir.
And your co-host name is?
Russell Vaughn.
All right. You wanted to say something?
I was going to say, you know, we're from Texas, and if you first off, you see these players, you know, they get invited to the White House sometimes and they don't come. And I always told myself, you know, if I ever got invited to the White House, I don't care who the president is, I'm going. And you know the second best thing?
an invitation to the Megapod?
You're a good man.
I'm going. And, you know, from Texas.
And you didn't care who the host was.
I didn't care who the host was.
That's right. You just threw the Megapod.
As long as Mikey Palm showed up, I was going to be here.
That's right.
But you bring a gift, Gil. So I got this something, little something you always talk about on your show.
Uh-oh.
Who do you think is going to win the MVP?
In baseball?
No, football.
Oh, NFL. It's Russell football. Wilson. Russell Wilson.
There you go, Gil. That's yours.
Southern hospitality
Russell
for you.
Wow. For you, Gil. For you.
You didn't really get me a very good number.
Wow. I know. It's not the best number, yeah, but I just got here.
Give it back. How much is the ticket, Mike?
Even money. It's even money. The amount is not relevant. The price is. You got even money on it, Todd.
And why would you not want a $10,000 ticket, Gil? A free $10,000 bet on Russell Wilson.
Total gambler's response? Well, that's a pretty terrible number. Thank you, man. That's very kind of you. This is going to cash.
This is.
Should I give you back your steak when this is done?
No.
You don't re-gift and you don't get a bad number.
This
Those
is
are the
very
two things.
Kind
don't
of
re-gift,
you. Thank
don't
you.
Get a bad number.
Thank you to you and thank you to Bethany Slick. Appreciate it very much. Again, pre-snap picks podcast from Bradley and Bethany, who is 13-2, looking to build on that. Thank you to you both. Thank you to everybody listening. We're live at the D each and every Thursday until Circa opens, and then that's going to be nuts. Live at Circa. Can't wait. Thank you for listening. Good luck with all your picks in week 4 of the NFL.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.